Hello, and welcome to Taste and See, where we explore the miracles of God and how His power is still at work today. I'm your host, Angela Wood, and I'm so glad you're joining us today. We're talking about God's miraculous power, how He works in our lives, even in the most impossible situations, and at the end, we'll share a special Thanksgiving dessert recipe that's perfect for the season. Well, we know Jesus was a miracle worker. Miracles are signs and wonders, and so for the scripture of the day, for nothing will be impossible with God. Luke 1:37. Jesus said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Matthew 19:26. These verses remind us that God can do what seems impossible. There's nothing beyond His ability to transform, restore, and provide. Now remember His calming the sea in Galilee, walking on water, healing the sick, Moses in the burning bush. Some say God perform miracles to validate His messengers and to meet human needs. So we know God is a miracle-working God, whether you're in the middle of a storm or trusting Him for a breakthrough. I want you to remember that nothing is too difficult for Him. A miracle isn't always something dramatic. It can be the small things like, you know, a prayer answered, a door opening when you least expect it, or healing when you're at your lowest. I want to share a powerful testimony from a close friend of mine that reminds us just how miraculous God's power can be. Well, a few months ago, she was diagnosed with a serious health condition, one that required immediate and extensive treatment. The doctors gave her a very limited prognosis, and the outlook was bleak. She felt overwhelmed by fear and uncertainty, but she refused to let that fear rule her heart. Instead, she held on to the promise of God's word that says, "With God, all things are possible." Matthew 19:26. In the midst of her struggle, she turned to prayer. She asked God not just for healing, but for His peace to cover her heart. Her family gathered around her, and together they prayed and trusted that God could do something supernatural. Over the next few weeks, there was a noticeable shift. The symptoms that had been worsening began to fade. What had been an alarming medical report slowly turned around, so much so that the doctors were stunned. The healing was so significant, they even had to double-check her test results. It was definitely a miracle. What was amazing, though, was not just the physical healing, but the spiritual peace she experienced. She told me, "I didn't just receive physical healing. I received a new understanding of God's faithfulness. I learned to trust Him more than I ever have before." This testimony reminds us that miracles are not just about physical healing, but about God's presence and peace in the midst of our circumstances. Even when the situation seems impossible, God is able to move in ways that defy all expectations. His miracles are real and powerful, and they still happen today. So whatever you're facing, don't give up. Hold on to hope. God is still at work, and He is able to do far more than we can imagine. Which takes me to my experience with miracles. I've been saved from drugs and alcohol, and car crashes, financial burdens, and a broken heart, and depression. And I have seen it with friends, family, and with my husband. And I'm so grateful that I have His peace in my heart when I pray and I trust and I believe. I just want to say that many times I should have died, but God saved me. And I have experienced the most best relationship with Him, which in turn gives me great relationships with other people and with myself. And I tried and tried everything. And what worked more than anything was the Lord Jesus Christ and my relationship with Him. It's been quite the journey, and I'm so grateful for it. So let's pray together. Father, we thank You for Your miraculous power. We trust that You are able to make a way where there seems to be no way. We lift up everyone listening today, believing for breakthrough, provision, and healing. We declare that nothing is too hard for You, Lord. We are so thankful that You are our waymaker, our peacemaker, our physician, our comforter, and our miracle worker. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, let's end today's show with a sweet treat for your Thanksgiving table. Today, we're making pumpkin cheesecake bars, the perfect combination of creamy pumpkin and rich cheesecake. Here's how you make it. Ingredients: 1.5 cups of graham cracker crumbs, 3 tablespoons of sugar, you can also use stevia if you'd like, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/2 cup of butter melted, toasted, 2 packages, 8-ounce each, cream cheese, 1 cup of sugar, 2 eggs, 1 cup of pumpkin puree, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, and 1/4 teaspoon of cloves. Now here's the instructions. First of all, we're going to mix the graham cracker crumbs, sugar, cinnamon, and melted butter. Press into a baking pan for the crust. 2, we're going to beat the cream cheese, sugar, eggs, and spices until smooth, and add pumpkin puree. And 3, we're going to pour over the crust and bake at 350 Fahrenheit for 35 to 40 minutes until set. We're going to let cool, refrigerate, and enjoy. These bars are a sweet reminder that God's blessings are all around us, sometimes in the form of a delicious dessert. Thank you for joining us on Taste and See. I pray that today's message encourages you to believe in God's miraculous power. Remember, He is still moving in your life. Be sure to try this Thanksgiving dessert and savor the goodness of God's blessings. Until next time, keep tasting and seeing that the Lord is good.